Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Mike Campion with a amazing wind blown for all of you guys that are listening to the podcast. You'll have to just take my word for it. Jessica's got the fan going on her hair, so she looks all, you know, exotic and fantastic. We have Jessica Agate. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know that I've been bragging about this lady for many moons. She is one of our next level members, and man, just a really good, I'm going to give you a little bit of the story and then I'm going to let her tell the whole thing. But, and I'm going to tell you, actually, I'll get to tell it from my perspective, and then Jessica can tell you the truth of what actually happened. But the way I remember it is she came in the next level doing most, if not all, the cleaning, and she does a great job and people love her. So she had a lot of cleaning to do, but it was all Jessica, or a lot of Jessica. And I feel like it's been, so don't say yet, but she'll tell me how long it's actually been, but it feels like it's only been like 4 or 5 months, but she might be like, it's been 2 years, you dummy. Feels like it's been a very short time. She is, from my understanding, gone completely from cleaning to not cleaning at all. So anyway, that's my quick version. Now we'll let Jessica over the next 20 minutes tell the real version. So let's just start. I wanted to leave a little cliffhanger. And if I say anything wrong as we go, correct me. I don't want to tell any lies. But let's just start with pre-Jessica, like before we met, kind of at the worst. What did your life look like? What did your business feel like? Tell us the whole scoop.
Crazy and clustered, I should say. I started my business about 13 years ago. So joining this network was a long time coming for me. I was just getting really burnt out. I love to clean and I love to service our clients and add value. And I've always had a good group of divas. My business is the Cleaning Divas, so we call our employees the divas. I've always had a good team, but not consistent. So I was always in and out of cleaning, sometimes more so than I wanted to be, because, you know, that's what you do when you're a cleaning business owner, right? Well, not anymore. So I really was struggling and getting really burnt out, and my business was really suffering. When I say my business, I mean the behind the scenes part of the business. It was like, because I was doing the day to day, it was like I was running around at night or early in the morning trying to get the administrative things done, or, you know, I didn't have enough time to focus on culture building and a lot of the other aspects. Client attraction, new employee attraction. I didn't have time to focus on those things properly. So I really was just around February, March, April, the beginning of this year, I was really burnt out. And I was just like, I can't live like this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I don't have time for myself. I was totally stressed out all the time. And
so hold on, let me repeat what I thought I heard, because you're going to say a bunch of good stuff and I want to make sure we have a chance to unpack it for everybody. Okay. And first of all, Jennifer, good to see you, sister. Okay, so what I heard you say is you've been doing this for 13 years. You were able to phase in and out of cleaning. So sometimes you cleaned, sometimes you didn't, but there was really no control over. Here's a fun question. I'm gonna go back to your summary, but what's the longest you went without cleaning in the 13 years? Days, months, weeks, years, the longest period prior to us getting together?
Probably like weeks at a time, I would say. It was clustered weeks at a time.
No such thing as months.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Which sucks, because even in the weeks that you're off, you're not completely off, because you're like, am I off forever? Or, you know, we the hammer's going to fall on it. That's, to me, that's the worst. And Kim says Jessica does an amazing worm too. She was at our last live event, and I can confirm. Not only can I confirm, we have video evidence. I'll make you a deal. Do you direct message me on Instagram, I will send you a GIF of Jessica doing the worm. And I'm not going to lie to you, girlfriend's got some moves. I said at the event, and I stand by it, if my body did what her body did, I would not rise up from the ground again. That would just be my new house, or I'd be dead. One of the two, but that would be, all of my bones would have been broken, and there would be the end of me right in the middle of the event. Amy says, hey, Clean Nation, Jessica, you are telling part of my own story. That is a big reason I want to have Jessica on. She's an amazing individual, but her story is very, very common among Cleaning Nation. The only thing that's not common is how she responded to it and the results she got. And that's what I want to share with you guys. So 13 years, no more than a couple weeks at a time, out of cleaning forever. And what I hear you saying is I was too busy cleaning. I couldn't create the systems and culture and processes I need to get out of cleaning forever. And it was just a big, nasty circle. Am I kind of putting words in your mouth, but I want to make sure that's right. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And it's absolutely true.
All right, perfect. Moving on. So that was that. And we are recording this, what is it? Early September. And Jessica's like, yeah, April, May, June, or February, March, April, somewhere in there. Early part of this year, just probably pre-COVID time, or right when COVID came in, Jessica was like, enough. So what was the last straw? Was there something that made you go, that's enough, I got to get something changed, or did you just kind of wander in? Yeah, tell us how you went from 13 years of effectively living the same dream over and or nightmare over and over again to like, okay, I got to do something different. How did that transition happen for you?
It was pre-COVID, right shortly before COVID, around March, March, April time. And I just was like, I can't, excuse my language, effing do this anymore. Like, I was just totally burnt out. And I just physically and mentally was just completely exhausted. And I was like, there has to be a better solution here. There has to be a better way, because I am an entrepreneur at heart, and I've always wanted my business. And I wanted to make it happen. I didn't want to just give up on it. It's 13 years of clients, people depending on me for their salary, people depending on us to add value to their lives. And I'm a single chick, and it's just me providing for myself. So I didn't want to let myself down. I had been listening to your podcasts since the previous November, and I saw that you were going to be redoing your training and offering an amazing deal.
Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about that because it's not available anymore. So I mean, people, but just I don't want to get the emails. This was something
I'm not going to say anything about
that. It's fine. It's not a secret, but I just, let me just tell everyone. So we had a program. I forgot that was you. And now I'm so glad I did the whole thing. Just so you guys know, we were redoing our training because it's been 2 or 3 years and it's generally the same stuff. It's everything I've learned over the last 20 years. So it's not like it was a huge overhaul, but just, I hear the same questions over and over. I'm like, if I could redo the training, I could answer that question. I have to get it anyway. So too lazy to just do it in a soundstage by myself. I'm like, you know what? We'll take 20 or 30 folks and I'll just go through it live 10 days. And it's too much, by the way. I don't know if aside from Jessica, I don't know if I'd do it again, because we typically do it over a span of a couple months, and in 10 days was just way too few. So anyway, that's what she's talking about. It's not available. We'll do it every 2 or 3 years when I want to update the content. That's that. Don't email me. You can't have it. Doesn't exist. All right. That said.
Anyway.
So it was a specific thing, because that bums me. So it had to be a combination of you going, I'm sick of it, and you going, okay, oh, this is the offer that maybe made me change my direction.
Well, I was in the position of, I need to sell this business or make it happen. And then I realized I didn't have much to sell. because I didn't have proper systems in place. And it was just like, I had a client list. What am I going to do with that? I want to actually be able to get to the point where one day I can sell my business. So I said, I've got to make a change. And it was COVID time, the height of COVID in April. Your program was 2 weeks. I jumped right on it. And actually during those 2 weeks, was perfect timing for me, because it was during the COVID days. And we were kind of shut down a little bit, so to speak. My business was still running, so it was great. But I had that 2 week time to dedicate to your program. And it was the best decision I've ever made for my business. For me personally, for anyone involved in my life, for my employees, clients, and certainly for me. Being a part of a community of other business owners that are going through the same things that you're going through, and talking to them about ideas and different ways of running your business and what's working for them and what's not working for them. It's great to have friends in your life and other other people on the professional level, but they don't really get what you're going through as an entrepreneur sometimes. So to be a part of a community that other entrepreneurs can share ideas and talk with you and just be like, yes, that's what I'm going through. Oh my God, I finally like have some people to talk to about what I'm going through, and they can share ideas with me on how to better run my business. And I've made such great friends, Cleaning Nation, through this community. So
so hold on, before we dive full into how your life's better and different and what you learn, because I want to make sure that we can not only just have everyone go, oh, that's great for Jessica, but I still need help, right? So we'll talk about that. Before we do that, the last question I have kind of on the dark side is, what fears did you have? Because here's what we talk to all the time is people that are like, They're almost to the point where you're at. We're like, it's, I can't live like this physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, just none of it. I just can't do it. But it's almost like a bad relationship with a human. They have a bad relationship with their business. And they're like, I can't, I won't, I can't spend the money, the time, the out of my car, just fears. What fears did you have that held you back? And how did you finally go, forget it, I got to make this happen? And hey, Marcus, good to see you, buddy.
I was fearful of letting my business fail. I was fearful of my business failing, and not running it properly and cleaning for another 10 years when I really want to build more of an empire, so to speak.
So again, I'm put words in your mouth and correct me if I'm completely mishearing or misconstruing what you're trying to say. But I hear what I'm hearing you say is the fear of keeping your of change finally got smaller than the fear of doing the same thing. And you're like, I can't, even if it means being alone, I'm not going to be in this relationship anymore. And again, I'm kind of making it towards people, but you're just like, here's pain to change. There's always fear of spending money, spending time, doing something different. And here's the fear of staying the same. Finally, the fear of staying the same outgrew the other one. Fair? Or am I totally missing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm seriously the complete definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results.
And then wonder, and then being confused why it doesn't. You're like, how? Yeah. I did the same thing. I tried it harder. I tried it longer. I stopped sleeping. I just worked more hours. How did I? And then you're like, and somehow I got more of the same. Why is that? Where you're like, because that's how life works. So before we go on to tell, have Jessica share kind of the big things she learned and how her life's better and all the good stuff, so you guys can get that. And hey, Annie, and hey, Areto. Oh man, I can't even say your name, but welcome. And for all of you guys going, hey, quit shouting out to people in the chat. I'm listening to a podcast or a video afterwards. Come join us live Tuesdays, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. You're welcome to be in the conversation. All right. The one thing I want to encourage you guys and gals Cleaning Nation is you have control. So Jessica, I feel like kind of felt like it just naturally happened. A lot of our clients that naturally happens, right? They just, whether it takes months or years or sometimes immediately, they kind of wait until they feel like life happens to them, right? There's Marcus says, it's great to hear those things from someone that's been doing it so long. We're more excited than before about the program. See, look at you, Jessica, you're already exciting people, elite people. And hopefully, Marco will be, he'll join us in next level and you guys will be able to hang out. So here's the thing. I just want all of you guys to go, I can choose that when I want to, right? I get to, as opposed to waiting for it kind of to naturally happen, I can decide today's the day I'm not going to live like this. And again, whether it's our program or not, isn't as important as you going, I won't live like this anymore. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to figure it out. So I really want to encourage you. Don't wait until like God speaks to you. Right. And that's fine if he does, but you get to choose that. All right. That said, now let's talk about what your life. Well, let's talk about this. What's the hardest thing that you learned and what's the most important thing that you learned? So maybe Cleaning Nation kind of get some value of that.
The hardest thing I learned was that I need to stop micromanaging and having control over things constantly.
Tell us about that.
I'm a control freak.
Wait,
man.
You were. Hold on, I just wanted to make it clear.
I was a control
freak. That a girl.
Thank you very much for correcting me. I was a control freak, and I've really learned to loosen the reins and, you know, give my employees the opportunity to rise to the next level and to you know, fulfill the shoes that I know that they can fulfill, and let them make their own decisions. And I want to be the best leader that I possibly can, but I also just want to show them guidance so that they can make the decisions on their own and problem solve on their own and find solutions on their own instead of me telling them what to do. You know, I ask them questions so that they can make their own decisions. And it's really taken an entire weight off my shoulders, just loosening those reins up and frankly, just kind of letting those reins go.
And I got to tell you, from a coach's perspective, it has been so exciting to watch Jessica work her way through it. Even when she was scared, especially when she was scared, she never stopped being coachable. She'll fight me all the time. She's this big and I'm much bigger than her, but she'll still fight me. And just to see you intentionally decide to be coachable and decide to do things different and get different results has been, that's why we do what we do. And we got a whole team here to do all this stuff. Cecilia says, wow, what a personal change. Josue says, Cleaning Nation, when is the next program opening up? Just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can go, we've got a webinar there that kind of goes over everything. direct message me on Instagram. We'll tell you all about that. Okay. So I love seeing the personal growth. What was the hardest thing? What was the thing that you fought me on the most? Why did you fight? If you changed, why did you change? If you stayed, why did you stay? Talk to us.
The hardest thing for me, I mean, it's pretty specific, if you don't mind. I was worried about ramping up my client attraction system because I was lacking employees in numbers. And I wasn't putting faith in the fact that my employee funnel was going to be working simultaneously with my client attraction funnel. So I kind of you said, Jessica, trust me, it's going to work. And you were right. And I know a lot of cleaning business owners, so hear me out, Cleaning Nation, are always in that weird seesaw situation where it's like, I don't have enough employees, but I have plenty of clients. I don't have enough clients, but I have plenty of employees. And finding that middle ground on the seesaw can sometimes be very challenging. But if you trust in the system and you have those things constantly going, they're going to work itself out and you'll find that you have the correct balance in your business.
So what pushed you over? I'll give you my perspective, how this felt from my side. And again, because having coached thousands of owners, cleaning companies, there's a difference between an owner that's all in committed and is afraid. And that guy or gal, I will hold hands, I will pat heads, I will do whatever, I'll beg, I'll yell, whatever I need to do to help them, I'm in. There are also people that are afraid and turn that fear into uncoachability. Like they kind of get on the no train. And no matter what I or anyone in the world says, they've got 37 reasons why that won't work. And at that point, there's just nothing we can do for them, right? Once someone gets on that no train, just nope, no matter what we say, they've got a reason why it won't work. And Jessica, as frustrated as I could tell and as fearful as she was, she never moved that from coachability into stubbornness and just unwillingness. So what changed for you? What allowed you to finally go, I'm afraid, but I think it's going to work, or it's going to work. And then we're going to dive right into what your life's like now so they can kind of see the after. But how did you do that switch so other people can kind of use your what worked for you?
The switch was just realizing that everything I've done in the past wasn't working. And I was looking for the coaching, to be quite honest. I was looking for someone to say, do this, it will work, I promise you. Because things, like I said, in the past that I was doing on my own weren't working. So it was just me being able to trust that there's another way, and my way always isn't, it's not my way or the highway. There's other systems out there and other processes that are working.
And let me encourage everyone out there, hopefully you're learning something for two ways, because I heard two things, both as a person who helps people and person who wants to get help myself periodically. Hopefully you guys, and we talked a lot about this at the live event in just last month, certainty. What I really heard Jessica say is, I didn't have certainty I could change, and I borrowed yours, Mike, like, because I put up with none of her crap about it won't work, my things, my city, my whatever, like whatever, you know, fears that she had. And again, she was always coachable, so I was able to walk her through it. Bounced off, because I was like, bull crap. We've walked hundreds of people through this, and I know the only people that don't get results are the people that give up. As long as you trust me and fight it. And some people, you know, the hiring system gets put together in 3 or 4 weeks. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 months. And I don't know how long yours took, Jessica, but I know it was within 2 or 3 months. And there was that low point where you're like, is it going to work? Is it going to happen? Is this blah, blah, blah? And that's when you could have turned and said, F it. This won't work. Nothing works. And that would feel comfortable, because then you could pat yourself on the back and go, it wasn't me. It's not my fault, and get no extra results. Or you could go, got to be me. It's who else's fault could it be? I'm going to just trust the coaching I've got, even when it feels icky, and by golly, you got the results. So I couldn't be prouder of you. That's why I wanted to have you on, because hopefully you guys are seeing not just what Jessica did, which we can help you guys with that, who she is. And that's what you need to bring to the table, right? If Jessica had come to us a month or two earlier when she wasn't ready, we wouldn't have been able to get the results. So what she brought to the table, this mindset, is what I want you to get. Okay. Take us to the promised land, sister. How is your life, your business, your day-to-day different than it was before you started? For all the people going, I'm still scared, it's not going to be worth it. Is it worth it? Talk to us.
Well, I just want to say this, if you don't mind, and we got this from our shirts at our Next Level event, which is success rocks, excuses suck. And it's so true that things can be tweaked along the way. And, you know, set your goal in mind and go for it. Don't make excuses. You know, we could have made a million excuses during COVID. I have, and I know many other companies have been thriving because of COVID and due to COVID, because they took that chance to really grow themselves and grow their businesses and move forward and not make that as an excuse and not make excuses, but rock it out. So my life now is improving day to day as far as my business is concerned. I'm really taking the time to work on those systems. I'm like, how was I running my business before this? I mean, I'm like, I was not in the 21st century. Okay. I was doing everything on paper, schedules on paper and checklists on paper and everything on paper, even timesheets. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm using Jobber. I'm using all these other systems digitally and apps and all these other things. I'm like, I'm only 45 years old. I was acting like I was like 80 years old, like in the promised land back in the day. Like I wasn't using technology, and technology has become my friend too with improved systems. So I'm really working on building the culture, and I'm really having such a great team. My divas are amazing. They love working with each other. They love celebrating each other. We love celebrating each other, and they love being a part of a good network of people to work with. So these are the little changes that are going on that I've just and I'm not cleaning. I'm focusing on the things that my business needs me for.
All right, I'm going to do the first thing that lawyers say you never do. I'm going to ask the witness a question I have no idea the answer to. When's the last time you cleaned, sister? How many days, weeks, or months ago?
It's been 4 weeks now.
All right. More importantly, how confident are you? Was that the last time? Is there a chance you'll still be back? Talk to us about that. In honesty, we're not looking for something to make, like we want the truthful answer.
The truthful answer is if I need to step in, if it's the last solution, the last resort, and I need to step in because a client's going to have to get skipped, I will. And that's really my transparent, answer. But I'm doing everything I can to avoid that happening. And I do check in with my clients, and I do, check in at the houses as well. So I'm definitely still present. As far as, relationships go, especially with the clients. But I am leaving the cleaning in my diva's hands and my cleaner's hands, because they're amazing. And I know that one day they're even going to be a better cleaner than I ever could have been.
All right. Couple things we're going to end because we're already over. First of all, we're going to have Jessica on in like 3 or 4 months. Lindsay, if you're here listening, make it happen. Let's book her back. And we'll see how many times she's cleaned since then, if ever. Second, I want to encourage all of you guys, being in the field is different than cleaning. So if you are intentionally in a non-emergency situation, going to check in on your clients, bringing Cokes to your people to say hi, being in the field is not the same as cleaning. Even if you choose to do some training and you, during the course of training, pick up a rag and something gets cleaned, that's fine. When I say you need to be out of cleaning forever, I'm talking about having to go clean, because if you don't do it, nobody does it. And and Jessica's the next level. So if you weren't, I'd be like, ah, crap. She's mindset's already going off with it if I have to, but I'm like, I got you. This is not our only time. So I'll make sure that we keep her out. Anyway, guys, gals, that's amazing. Oh, big thing. This is so excited to announce to you guys, our first ever Open to the World live event is happening finally in October. We planned to do this in April, right before COVID, and we didn't. It is going to be virtual, but it is still going to be freaking amazing. Would love, love, love that. We are planning on having like 300-400 people there. It's going to be amazing. I've rented a studio. We've got like, I don't know, 80 grand in this event, because I just want to blow the doors off for you guys. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, you can sign up. It's $97 for general admission, for crying out loud. A 3-day event. Like, come on, don't be ridiculous. That's that. So if you want to, and then all you next level folks, we're going to do a live event actually in person in November. But October, we're going to be there. I'll be in studio. Go check it out. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Maybe we'll have Jessica there too and like brag on. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll end the event. We'll have you on for a little hot seat and see if you've gone another month or 6 weeks. That's like 6 weeks from now. If you've gone 6 weeks from out cleaning. And Jessica told me before we started rolling, so I'll put it out in front of everyone. So it's out there now. She can't go back on it. We are having our next level event in November. She's got a house in Florida. Our event's going to be in Florida. She's like, oh, I'm just going to spend the whole month in Florida. So now that would be like, well, holy crap. There's no reason we can't go from a month ago when you clean last all the way through the end of November with no cleaning. That's my goal for you. All right, sister, you got the last words. Anything you want to say to Clean Nation before we go?
Yes. There's no written disclaimer on my worm. So here's the disclaimer. Don't do this at home, folks, if you don't know how to.
I saw it. It looked painful.
The worm. So if you want to see the worm, private message Mike. Cleaning Nation, do not wait another minute to make your business grow.
Preach. And yeah, actually on that note, would love to see all of you guys at the event in October. If some of you are like, I love that mic and I'll be there, but I need help now, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. The best 40-minute training we have is a pre-recorded live training I've got. At the end of that, you'll get an opportunity to talk to one of our coaches. So for sure, I'd love to see everybody at the event, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. If you're like, that's great, Mike, but you just told me about taking action now. And now you told me to wait 6 weeks for an event. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. All the resources you need are right there. Jessica, your amazing sister. Clean Nation,
You're
we'll talk soon.
amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.